Hello everyone and welcome. This is SC Daniel and I am so delighted to be here with you. I have missed you. It's been challenging 2 weeks there. We've been under the weather and as a mom, I was taking care of my daughter as well as my son that were unwell, but I am so grateful to be back here with you. If we haven't met yet, again, this is Essie Daniel. You can find me on YouTube under Aspire Global Leadership, and I do podcasting in the area of personal development and leadership development. Thank you for tuning in. This past week, I held, together with my wonderful husband Daniel, we hosted our first ever Live to Lead in-person event. A Live to Lead event is a simulcast event that is first aired live the first Friday of October by John C. Maxwell, the number one leadership guru. And together with him, he always has four of great and international speakers that are influencers in different areas of leadership and personal growth. And this past weekend, we had the privilege and the honor of hosting a Live to Lead. I purchased the license in March, and we were not quite sure how things would turn out. I remember at one time we were looking at my husband and wondering, how will this work out? Because we are new in the state of Washington. We just relocated in Washington State from North Carolina. And so we are pretty new. And then the world is bouncing back from the pandemic. So this is when the doors are starting to open up. And we are new in the city. Many companies are struggling to get back to business to where they were before. And so this was not an easy thing to do, but we were determined that we needed to just trust the process. We heard the Lord when we were purchasing that license. But then towards the end of October, we were starting to doubt if truly we had heard the voice of the Lord. But the connections of God are amazing. It was not until we had reached our end and we were feeling discouraged and wondering, how are we going to pull this thing off? Did we waste our money? Would we have been better off attending someone else's Live to Lead event instead of hosting one or occupying a space that could have been held by another host? But the amazing thing is that as we kept on trusting God and praying, we had no idea how this was going to work out. But our good Lord, who knows the desires of his children, worked out a miracle. And today I came on live, or rather I am recording this podcast to encourage someone who is probably under the weather and has fallen off, you know, that consistent routine of doing personal growth and leadership and personal devotion and personal time or even podcasting or recording YouTube videos, whatever it is that you could have somewhere along the way stopped. I want to encourage you that it is not too late. You can dust off yourself and start again. Don't you give up. You're a finisher. And I would want to encourage you, as I encourage myself, we will finish the year stronger than we started, because we are finishers. We finish the projects that we start. And not by our own strength, but by the power and the strength that comes from the Lord. The desire that God put in us when we were getting started on that project. May the Lord refresh that energy, revive that energy, so that you can finish the year strong. And on the last week of December, or as you go through the success of the year, I want you to sing a different song, a song of victory, that you have finished that book that you started, that you have finished that house that you started building, that you have started, you have finished that course that you began, because you are a finisher. You are a finisher. So dust off your hat, dust off your working tools, dust off your computer, work on that dissertation, work on that project, go back to school, finish writing your book, finish writing that business plan, go back and finish whatever it is that you started. Why? Because you are a finisher. Because I believe in you, and we can do this together. Because we are finishers. You see, we cannot finish what we did not start. So we've got to go back and start. We've got to go back and pick up from where we paused, or from where we stopped last time. And if you haven't started, it is not too late. The best time to plant a tree is 25 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree, it is now. So don't you be discouraged. You can do this. Don't you give up. Do it afraid. Do it until it works. I know in the beginning it's not easy. When you're trying to get into a routine, your body will resist you. Your friends will discourage you. Your family may not support the idea, not because they don't believe in you, but because they love and care for you too much. But I want you to keep on working on it until you finish, until it works. Don't you give up. Work on it, do it until it works. So last week we had a divine connection that brought this amazing men and women of God, and we had 10 of them attend our meetings. But these 10, underneath them, they lead hundreds and thousands. And what a divine connection! What a divine connection! We may not have had individual live to lead attendees, hundreds of them or thousands of them, but I can tell you, we had 10 that bought the vision, that bought the idea, and underneath them, they have roots that run deep. They have followers that are hungry to grow their organizations and to grow themselves. If we would have given up, we would have missed this divine opportunity. If we would have given up, we would have missed the opportunity to impact these 10 that in return are handing to us thousands of leaders, and literally I mean thousands of leaders for us to mentor in the area of leadership and personal development. You see, it takes courage to get started. It takes commitment to keep going all the way to the finish line. And so I want to encourage you, do not give up. Just keep on going. Keep on working on it until you finish. There is hope. You can finish the year strong. If you need an accountability partner, find one. Talk to one. Talk to someone that you trust, that someone that can, that has the best interest at heart for you. Meet with them once a week and give them specific checkpoints that they can talk to you or ask you about so that you can grow. But together, we can finish the year strong. So what projects, what goals did you desire to finish and achieve by the end of the year? How are you doing with that? There is still hope. You have 4 weeks to go. You can make it. You can finish the year strong. And even though you don't get to finish by the end of the year, I still want to encourage you to pick up your working boots and get back to work. When you do so, you will be closer to your destination. You'll be closer, a step or two closer to your success. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for spending the last 12 minutes with me. I am so grateful for you. I would not do this if I did not have you in my life. And so thank you for always joining me, tuning in, encouraging me, and taking the actionable items that I share with you and applying them in your life. I would love to hear your success story, so please write to me, sedaniel254@gmail.com. And you can also find me on the social platforms. I'm very social. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, LinkedIn. And you can also, did I mention Facebook? Yeah, so all these platforms and Twitter as well. You can find me there as sedaniel. But the one I want to encourage your support, or request your support, is I want to invite you to connect with me on YouTube. Come check out our YouTube channel and see what we have there. You'll not only find my past videos, but you will also find our young men and Daniel and each and every one of us in our family. We're 5 of us. Each one of us has their own topic of interest. Come join us. Come talk to us. Come interact with us. And let us know how we can improve. And if you enjoy our posts, our videos, give us a like, comment, and please share and subscribe. Thank you once again for your support, for your encouragement. We love you. We really do. And so dearly appreciate you. Stay tuned. S.A. Daniel here with Aspire Global Leadership. That's our YouTube name or handle on YouTube channel. Thank you. Have an amazing week. Let us finish the year strong. Hello everyone. How are you? Happy belated Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving if you're celebrating today. This is Essie Daniel and I am so delighted to be here with you. I do a weekly podcast called Leaders Connect series, and you can also find me on YouTube as Aspire Global Leadership. I would love to connect with you, so when you get a chance, please like and subscribe. Today, if you're joining me from the podcast, I greet you, I salute you, thank you for being on. If you're watching me on YouTube, hello there, and thank you for joining me. I am so grateful that you're here with me. I look forward to my time with you every week. So today, we are going to talk about an interesting topic that I love, okay? And we're going to talk about the four rooms. Again, I say the four rooms that each one of us has. So everyone, every single one of us is a house. Think about it. You're a house. You house the internal organs of your body. You're a house. Your body is a house. It keeps them safe. It protects them. And if you look at it in a different angle, every one of us is a house with four rooms. There's the physical, there's the mental, there's the emotional, and there is the spiritual. You see, unless each and every day we go to every single one of the rooms in the house, those rooms will accumulate dust. And if they are not, if the dust is not cleaned, or if the furniture or the room is not dusted or aired, it will become inhabitable. You will not be a complete person when you do not visit each and every one of these four rooms that we've talked about. You see, it's easy for us to focus more on the physical, because we see with our eyes the physical world. We touch, we feel, and we can use our senses to experience the physical world. But how about the mental? Are you in touch with your emotional, spiritual, and mental self? You cannot change your life until you change something that you do on a daily basis. That's what my mentor, John Maxwell, says. And you see, the secret of your success is found in your daily routine. That being said, with these four rooms that we've talked about, you've got to make sure that you're visiting every single one of those rooms. Visit your physical, visit your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual. Have that relationship with your Creator. Connect with Him on a daily basis. How are you feeling? Your emotions, keep them on check. Make sure that they are not controlling you, but you are in charge. You're controlling your emotions. And if something is amiss with your emotions, then you need to take an inventory of what's going on in your world and fix the situation. Don't wait too long to take care of that. Address it. You need to have a heart-to-heart conversation with someone. Have that conversation with them. Do you need to forgive someone? Have that conversation with them. If they accept your forgiveness or not, still do it for yourself so that you can be emotionally fit. You don't want to carry burdens and baggages with you. They will wear you down. And unless you deal with each matter one at a time, and as soon as it happens, don't wait for a year to address a situation. It will weigh you down for a year, and it will affect your first room, your physical health that we talked about in the beginning. So address the issues of the heart. What's going on in your life? Forgive someone. Have a heart and a heart-to-heart conversation with the person that you need to talk to. And then let's talk about our mental status. How are you feeling? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating the right food? Because these things and many more will affect your mental health. So check in with yourself every single day. See how you're doing and how you're feeling. Air every one of those four rooms. If at any one point you need to see a therapist, it is okay. Our brain is an organ like any other organs in our bodies. It's a part of our body. Our brain is a part of our bodies. Just like when your knee hurts, you go see a doctor. That's why we have specialists in different areas of medicine. And each one of them is a specialist in that area. So if you need to see a therapist, it is okay. In fact, it's better to see a therapist than talk to your friend and tell them everything that you're experiencing and you're dealing with. And then you burden their heart. And either they are not able to contain it, so they share with someone else so that their heart can get lighter. Or you burden them so much that they are not able to be there for you. It is okay to take some matters off your plate and off your friends and family plate onto the therapist or counselor. Don't struggle and suffer alone. That's why we have these resources online and in the world, and all these amazing people that have gone to school to specialize in these areas so that they can help us. So if you need to have that conversation with someone, it is okay to pay a session and talk to someone. It might actually go more than just one session, maybe 3 months, maybe a year, or maybe several years. Maybe it's you as an individual. Maybe it has something to do with your kids. Maybe it has something to do with your spouse. Maybe it has everything to do with a little bit of everything. See someone that can help you in that area. And then do activities that will challenge your mind. I said it. It's okay to play memory games and to read books in the area of memory and do activities and games that will help your mental well-being. And then finally, let's talk about our physical bodies. Let us be intentional to take care of our bodies. This body is the only place that I will ever leave while I'm here on earth. Warren Buffett once said, had a conversation with a young man, and he said to him, if I give you a car and I told you that you're going to have this car for the rest of your life and no other car you'll ever get in your life, he asked him, wouldn't you take good care of it? And the truth of the matter is, the young man answered with a resounding yes. That car will be taken for oil change on time. That car will be given the proper care and maintenance that it needs. That car will take in the proper gas. It will be kept clean inside and out. And you will not go and bring all the belongings that you have in the house and keep them in the trunk, and go and take them with you when you go to work and when you go to the store and all that. You want to keep your car light, right? No baggage, no luggage in the trunk, because you want your car to be strong. You want to protect the shock absorbers. You want to make sure that it's clean, it's neat. The same applies to us, our physical bodies. This body that I have, the number of years that God has given me to live here on earth, I ought to take good care of this body, make sure that I'm eating the right food, make sure that I'm getting enough rest, make sure that I am exercising, make sure that I am forgiving, make sure that I'm addressing everything that I need to address so that my body can be healthy. Because if God has given you 85 years, then your body is the only place you will live in those 85 years. And that is such a long time for you not to be intentional, when all you have is that one body and one chance to take care of it so that it can carry you for those 85 years, for those 100 years. So take good care of your body. Take good care of your body. Be careful the thoughts that you allow to marinate, or to not marinate, the thoughts that you allow to read, that you sleep over and think about over and over again. Are they thoughts that make you happy, that bring you joy and fulfillment, or are they thoughts that pull you down? Don't stay in that zone for so long. Those will affect your body and your well-being. What are you putting into your mind? What are you watching? What are you listening to? What kind of friends do you have around you? This content and these relationships will shape you, and they will determine who you become, as well as the length of your life. So keep the right people in your mind and in your life. Eat the right food. Stay in a clean environment. Be organized. Prioritize your life. You cannot be everywhere serving everybody. Find what you're good at, what gives you joy, what makes you feel fulfilled, and do more of those things. And let other people that are good in the things that you're not good at do those things for you. Let's complement each other. And remember, this is something that you have to do on a daily basis. It cannot be a once a week deal. It cannot be a once in a month deal. Or it cannot be, I'll take a break this year and do things the proper way the following year. The success, or rather the secret of your success, is found in your daily habits or in your daily agenda. So change how you do life so that you can see the results that you desire. Jim Rohn once said that you cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. I want to say that again, because it is so rich and so profound. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. You see, there's a verse I love in the Bible that says, in the days of ignorance, God overlooked. When we didn't know better, those were the days of ignorance, God overlooked. But now that we know better, Now that we know what we should be doing and what we should not be doing, what we should do more of and what we should do less of, and what we should just not do whatsoever, let us do those things. There's a verse I love in the book of Psalm 34, verse 1 to 3. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be on my lips. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. You see, God has a place in our life. Let us give him that place. And that's why we talked about that spiritual room. We talked about that everyone is a house that has four rooms. There's a physical, there's the mental, there's a emotional, and there's a spiritual. And unless we go in each and every one of those rooms, even if only to open the windows for fresh air to come in and go out, unless we do that, we are not complete. And so God desires and yearns to hear from us. We are his children. He loves us so dearly. He gave his son for us. He desires to have that relationship with us. And I want to encourage us. I want to encourage you. And myself, I want to challenge myself to create that time with God. Give him that 10% of my 24 hours and spend that time with him in prayer, in reading the word, in reflecting, and allowing him to alter my plans so that I can yield to his way and do that which he needs done through men. You see, God works through men because God is a spirit. And so sometimes I got to be, even though I'm a planner, I believe in productivity, setting my priorities, having my big rocks and my small rocks and the sand in place. It's also good for me to have that God place that is untouchable. That if I feel and I hear the Spirit of God telling me to drive to Walmart, I will drive to Walmart. The more I think about yielding my plan to God's plan, God's bigger plan, the more I realize that there are times when we miss the calling of God or we miss the voice of the Lord because we are so rigid on what we want and how we want the day to end up. Let's allow God to alter our plans sometimes and accommodate him, yield into his ways so that he can accomplish that which he needs accomplished that day. And what an honor that we can be used by God, the creator of the universe, to fulfill what he needs done at that particular moment. Still remember the day God blessed me with the gift of a smile. With just a desire and a little voice sending me to go to Walmart and buy bacon. And as I drove and got close to the entrance of the food entrance of the Walmart shopping center, I remember asking the Lord to guide and order my footsteps, and he leads me to this parking spot number 2 on row 8 that was very close to the entrance. You see, we've got to learn to yield our plans and our ways to God so that he can use us to fulfill that what he wants done that day. Anyway, I love this topic so much about taking care of these four rooms in our lives. The physical, which is the body, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. Get in there every day. Challenge your mind. Check the well-being of your mind. Check your feelings. How are you feeling? Address your feelings. Take time to find out, why am I feeling that way? Spend time with God. It's the spiritual. And by visiting each and every one of these four rooms in our lives, even though it's just to check in, open the door, air, and decide what you need to dust, it is good enough. It will keep us going. The Lord bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Essie Daniel here. I would want to encourage you, if you haven't subscribed to my channel, I'm waiting on the other side to welcome you. Come join us. Come join our community on YouTube. We love you. Would love to have you. And tell a friend. Share this video if it has been a blessing to you. Have a wonderful day. Happy Thanksgiving. And if we don't get to meet before the end of the year, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Recording stopped.